I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Permanent ice shanty removal dates are approaching in Wisconsin. Of course, portable ice shacks are still allowed after the deadline, but I'll tell you when you need to get those permanents off when we return. But first,
fill your pet's bowl with top pet food brands from Fleet Farm. Check out our huge selection of pet supplies like food, treats, and toys. Plus, don't miss this deal. Get a free $10 gift card when you buy select sizes of Blue Buffalo dog food. And check out our ad online at fleetfarm.com to find even more great deals. Keep your pets happy and healthy with Fleet Farm, your pet headquarters.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ice anglers that it's time to remove your permanent ice shanty from Badger State waters. The deadlines to remove permanent ice shacks, or those that are not removed daily, on inland and boundary waters are as follows. Wisconsin and Minnesota boundary waters must be removed by March 1st. Inland waters south of Highway 64, get them off by March 5th. As for Wisconsin and Michigan boundary waters, that removal date is March 15th. And then Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and all inland waters north of Highway 64, well, those shacks need to be off by March 19th. Again, portable ice shanties can still be used after these dates, so long as they are removed from the ice when they are not actively in use and at the end of each day. Any owners who don't take responsibility for removing their ice shack should be reported to the DNR Violation Hotline. Simply call 800-TIP-WDNR. You can also report a violation online at dnr.wisconsin.gov/contact/hotline. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.